the Prime Minister will come under increasing pressure when Parliament resumes today to explain whether Australian authorities paid people smugglers to turn back a boat to Indonesia. A defiant Tony Abbott is refusing to answer the question, saying he'll do whatever it takes to stop asylum seeker boats. Indonesia is investigating those claims, and Labor, the Greens and the Independents are all demanding answers. Researchers have found more than 60,000 Australians cut back or stopped taking cholesterol-lowering drugs after the ABC's Catalyst program questioned their effectiveness. The Sydney University study looked at the prescription records of almost 200,000 people in the months after the program aired in 2013. An ABC spokesman says the network has acknowledged problems with that program and has removed it from the internet. Convicted criminal Rolf Harris has mocked his victims in a letter and song lyrics that were sent to a friend from prison. Britain's Mail on Sunday newspaper has published excerpts from that letter in which the disgraced entertainer describes his victims as money-grabbing wenches. The 85-year-old Harris was jailed for 6 years for sexually assaulting four girls. And heavy flooding in the Georgian capital Tbilisi has left at least 12 people dead and dangerous zoo animals roaming the streets. A hippo was cornered in the main square and subdued with a tranquilizer. Hundreds of animals, including tigers, lions and bears, are missing from the zoo.